Dom always says that things like sacks and turnovers come in bunches. Can it work the other way if you're not getting them? Like, does it sort of become harder to get?
Well, I think the opposite of bunches is scarcity. So you hope that's not the you know, the case here. But, you know, yeah, I think there was some stat where we had a few years of having sacks in a row in games, and not only do we have one, but we have two. But I think it goes hand in hand with the pass rush and pass coverage, and I mean, we just have to do a better job on both ends of the stick there. So we got to find a way to get after the quarterback, yet at the same time be able to make those plays on first, second down, whenever it is, as well as third down to get off the field. So I think it goes hand in hand, and you've seen the games in which we've had big number of turnovers, interceptions, or sacks, and either the coverage has been great, helping us get home to the quarterback, or vice versa. So, we got to get back on track, and it starts this week. So, should be a good one, especially with, Detroit and their propensity to throw the ball at times. So, hopefully that's the case this week.
So, Clay, why do you think the production's been down the last couple weeks in the pass rush?
That's the same question he asked, right?
Well, I was looking back, sort of, you want to – build off of what you can learn off the last 2 months.
Well, I mean, like I said, we just, it kind of goes hand in hand. I mean, we're not doing a good enough job at getting after the quarterback, despite the excuses of max protect or whatever you'd like to say. Yet at the same time, I don't think we've been up to par as far as, getting off the field on those third downs or giving up big plays. So I really think, anytime they have the kind of ball in their court in regards to, as you saw in the Denver game, the run game and the pass game, it really makes it difficult on the defense. And, you look at the Carolina game, I felt, for the most part, you look at the, their running game, if you take away a few of the scrambles that, Cam had, as well as, the deep, I mean, their ability to make the deep throw, big play is really what kind of hurt us. You saw that, third and whatever it was, in which he had too much time to throw it, a couple of deep balls, a pass interference. So, I mean, it really hurt us, and unfortunately we put ourselves in too much of a hole early on to come back. But, to spin that all around, we had an opportunity to, tie it up, and who knows, but came up short. So hopefully that's not the case. Hope we can build upon the kind of grit we showed late in that game and get back on track and get a win this week.
Clay, we all know the Lions' record, but that offense looks a lot like the team that competed for a division championship last year. What do you make of them this year on offense?
It's you look at their record and you look at the tape, and they don't seem like they go hand in hand. Despite only winning one game, they've been in a number of others. Specifically, you watch that Seattle game, and from looking at game film in preparation this week, a number of others, and a few games I'm sure that got out of hand early on. But for the most part, you're right, they have all those playmakers that they've possessed in the past, and it's hard to explain, but it seems like they made some changes over there with some personnel, scheme, coaching, and we'll see how they kind of bounce back after the bye week. But we know the record, but we also know this is a division game, and those wins are difficult to come by, especially with four in a row. So we just got to focus on this one. Like I said, get back on track. Hopefully just make this thing 1-0, and we'll take it from there.
Does that make them more dangerous, the fact they're coming off the bye week and they have a new offensive coordinator? So there might be things that you haven't seen from them, even though you know them so well.
That's always, that's always the case, possibly coming off a bye week. But, we have to prepare as if, we're going to get their best shot, obviously. And, hopefully we can weather that storm early on and, get this one.
Can you take anything out of that positive from that Carolina game? I mean, like those last six possessions you played so well. Is it possible to take momentum off of a loss, or is that?
I don't know if you can take momentum, off a loss. But yeah, I mean, absolutely. You look at what we did well. You don't always want to dwell on the things you kind of failed on, but obviously you need to improve upon those. But especially look at how we finished the game. A couple three and outs, that huge interception at the end, one or two plays here or there could be different, but unfortunately that was after we're down 30 to whatever else, whatever it was on our behalf. We just started entirely too slow in both those games and put ourselves in a deep hole that was hard to come out of, especially against two very good opponents on the road. So I'll keep going back to it. We obviously have a good team coming in here, but it's important to start fast, especially on defense, and kind of give the ball back to our offense, put up some points early, and usually see in those games where we're able to kind of jump out. Those games get out of hand, or we have it in hand early on.
How did you feel physically, dealing with the knee and ankle in that game?
Just trying to battle through it. You know, obviously dealing with a little bit of pain in all three of those areas. But it's getting better daily, slowly but surely. So it's a little frustrating in that regards. But, you know, as long as I can be out there, I'll be out there making sure that, you know, I can help this team out in any way possible. So we'll continue to treat as much as I can, and hopefully it just continues to get better week in and week out.
You have to play with that ankle taped up like you had in practice today?
It helps. Yeah, it definitely helps. I mean, you know, it was a pretty I did a pretty good number on all those joints down there. So, yeah, I mean, just the fact that I can help it out in any way definitely helps out.
You've had to play with, you know, them juggling Nate and Jake the past couple of weeks. Does that make it a little bit more difficult communication-wise when there's multiple guys that you're working with?
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, the great thing about the inside linebacker position is both those positions are kind of interchangeable, even though we have you know, different responsibilities on any different play. But you're right, you got a guy like Nate who's probably a little more comfortable dictating the plays, getting people lined up, and Jake, who I'm sure is a little more eager to get out there. But, you know, Jake, he looked good last week. He was flying around making plays. I'm sure there's some things he needs to improve upon. But, you know, for the most part, I'm sure we're just trying to find our, you know, best players to put in there. And I thought both of them, you know, showed flashes of that. So we'll see what that means moving forward. But, you know, part of the deal. You know, I used to work with a lot of people.
Any sense of relief at all? No plane ride, first home game in almost a month?
It's always nice to get home, especially here. You're right, where you don't have to deal with all that. But, yeah, I mean, you know, playing at home, you know, we expect to, you know, come out and play good ball. And hopefully that's the case, especially coming off two losses. So, like I said, you know, we need to get back on track, and this is a great game to do so, especially a divisional game.
Last couple for Clay, please.
It's kind of like having to call the play for the defense. You know, right after the play, you got to get up there. Look at the sideline.
Yeah. You know, it's all right. I mean, it's not too bad. You know, I just try and spit it out. Hopefully the guys do a good job of looking at the sideline as well as looking at me. But there hasn't been too many hiccups as far as, you know, the communication cutting out and not getting the play call or someone not getting the call. I think we do a pretty good job of that. But, yeah, there's times when, you know, an offense could be stressing you and you need to down distance, personnel, play call, open, close, strength. So, you know, there's some – it's kind of controlled chaos out there. But that's part of the job of the inside linebacker is just kind of keeping everyone, you know, together and making sure everything runs smoothly.
Do you have to remember sometimes what your assignment is?
I wouldn't say early on this year, but maybe last year. But this year it's, you know, I know what I'm – doing out the last year, definitely for sure, you know, switching up the positions. But this year, I think I have a firm grasp of the position and what I need to do. So it allows me to help, you know, others around me get lined up and with all those checks and adjustments within a play. Yeah.
Hey, Clay, you've obviously played for Dom for some time. You know, we don't see how he interacts, how he teaches, and how he coaches behind closed doors. What does he like to play for?
I enjoy playing for him because I think the thing you got to respect most about a coach like him is his even keel kind of demeanor, and that you know, we can come off a big win and he stays the same as a unfortunate loss. So I think that's one thing you got to respect. He doesn't ride the highs and lows. He does a real good job of kind of negating the outside influences of what people have to say, whether good, bad, or indifferent. So I think he does a real good job of that. And yeah, I mean, it makes a good environment for us to, you know, kind of learn and thrive and, you know, do what we do out there on Sunday. So, you know, I'm a big advocate of his. I think he does a great job of putting the guys in position to make plays. And, you know, you've kind of seen that through times with the sacks, the pressures, the turnovers we've been able to have over the years.